BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More people nominate their exes to be named after a snake at an Essex zoo. One story in particular is wild. There's a brand new week of bangers, and me and Chris are writing each other's Valentine's cards this year, just to switch it up.
Scott Mills.
Radio One. Hope weekends were good. It's Scott here. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, just, well, it's good times, really. Big Watford win at the weekend.
I saw, yeah.
An amazing Saturday, actually. I like proper celebrated as well, Scott. It's a proper football day, that one. Golf in the morning, football, and then I was DJing at Harper Adams in the evening. Amazing. Big day.
Wow.
But anyway, like, celebrating the Watford win, and you know what? I've finally done it. And you know this is big news as well.
Go on.
Finally paid off the student loan, everyone.
Yes.
Come on. It's done.
He's one debt.
One debt down.
Down. Just the one.
Yeah, just one. But yeah, you never think it's going to happen, do you?
That's incredible news.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think of those uni days that we had, and you never would have thought this would happen, really.
No. Wow, that's taken ages.
Mate, it takes ages. You'll never know because you got your degree for free.
That's correct, yes.
They just handed it for you for no reason.
Well, actually, for my services to entertainment. But
I find that crazy, isn't it? It wasn't even for services to entertainment,
yes, it was.
Well, what was it for?
Doctor of Arts. Doctor of Arts.
What, and they said you get a degree just because you're on the radio? That is crazy, isn't it?
Not just on the radio. I've been doing it for quite a long time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, Solent University.
Yeah, massive.
Actual anyway, doctor.
Yeah, can't believe it. Anyway, student loan, done.
You know, I've talked about this before. You know, if you get an honorary degree, which you think I haven't worked for.
A fake degree.
They're not fake. Can I still put, if I'm ordering stuff off like the internet, can I put doctor in the drop-down?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes I do.
But no student loan for you, eh, Scott?
I know.
Scott Mills.
Today's the day. Me and Chris are going to send Valentine's cards to each other's partners. Chris freely admits that he's run out of ideas for what words to write. So, fresh pair of eyes on it.
Yeah, fresh heart.
Fresh
that kind
heart.
Of thing.
So I'm going to do it for him. But I will sign it, Chris. And he's going to do the same to my partner and write from Scott. But they have to think it's from their actual partner. In reality, we're writing the cards for each other.
Mm.
Now, this is a chance for you to really stitch me up here, but I trust you that you won't.
You should trust me as well, because actually, as you know, I'm very creative with my words. I can write wonderful things.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, when we opened the Scott Mills Bridge, I wrote a lovely...
Oh, I mean, it's beautiful.
Lovely speech for that.
Okay. So I've got my card over the weekend. Have you got yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to write the lovely words in the cards during the show. Then at 3, you know that big post box downstairs here at the BBC?
Yes.
I'll send you down there. Get them posted.
Scott Mills.
Hello, everyone. Who's this?
Hi, Scott. I've got a name for your snake.
Oh, hello. Yes, there is a spare snake going at a zoo in Essex without a name, and the zookeeper man is willing to name it after one of our listeners' snakey exes.
Oh, well, this guy is very, very snaky indeed. It's James Snake.
James the Snake. Okay, tell me about James. Yeah. What did he do?
We met at work. I took a bit of a shine to him, and we just started seeing each other really, really casually. You know, it only went on for like a couple of months. It never had a label or anything. I came into work a little while later, and there was a wedding invitation on the side. I said to one of my colleagues, oh, who's is that? And she went, oh, that's James. I said, what, James is in James who works here? And she said, yeah, he's getting married in 2 weeks.
Oh. Oh.
I was just like, oh, my God, I've just been massively played. And I had no idea. I'd done, you know, all the relevant intel checks, social media. There was no sign of a girlfriend.
And were you seeing him when you saw the wedding invitation?
Yeah. It was all going on.
What did you say?
Nothing. I just ignored him. I didn't speak to him again after that.
Would you date someone at work again?
I ended up marrying a guy that I work with, actually. So,
yes. Yeah. It's a work thing for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Keep it in-house.
Okay, well, let's see if we can name the snake at the zoo James, because...
Snake!
Snake, James the Snake. Hello, who's this?
It's Scylla.
Is that your real name, though?
might be alias.
Yeah, right. Good fake name if it is a fake name. Very good. Like that, respect.
Okay, who are you nominating for a snake?
Ian.
What's Ian done?
Well, he ghosted me before it was fashionable to be ghosted.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, what, like 40 years ago or something? What do you mean? It's not fashionable to be ghosted. It's just a newer phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Basically, I went out with him for 18 months. Everything was fine. And then he disappeared, changed his phone number, moved a lot.
He moved away?
Absolutely.
So just literally disappeared off the face of the earth?
Absolutely. I'd been seeing him 18 months.
Is that the extent of this story, that he just... You've been ghosted? Because we've had some right funky stuff on here recently.
Yeah, but it's quite a serious ghosting, and he just doesn't literally stop.
It's just... there was no communication at all? No poking? No sort of...
No, absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Apart from him leaving plaster all over my bungalow from when he tried to put some tiles up. Yeah, that was about the extent of what was wrong with our relationship before he vanished.
Oh, God, I hate men. They plaster your bungalow and then they're off.
Yeah. Classic man thing to do that.
Ian. It's a snake. It's a snake. It's a snake. It's a snake. Well, listen, Scylla, not real name, I'm going to throw Ian into the mix, and we might name that snake at the zoo in Essex after him.
Scott Mills.
Do you want to nominate a snakey ex? Could be named after an actual snake at a zoo in Essex. 81199. This person was seeing a guy for 6 months. Turns out he was in a 5-year relationship. Found out from a friend. Met his kids, saw us on a family day out.
Oh.
Told his wife straight away on Facebook. But some of these are just terrible. Absolute snakes. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
So you sound ridiculous with the voice changer, but let's go with it.
It's fine, I'm not fast.
Okay, so who's the snake in your life, Steve?
A ex-partner of mine called Rosie.
Rosie, okay. What did Rosie do?
Rosie slept with my best man-to-be whilst I was at work. Normal lunchtime, phone call, hi, how you doing sort of thing. Then, all of a sudden, when she didn't hang up, I heard my mate in the background say, come here, gorgeous.
Oh,
sorry, in the voice, I can't deal. Sorry, I know it's...
Wow.
That's a tricky story.
Hang on, so who was he?
He was going to be my best man.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's a good mate of mine.
So we're nominating him or Rosie as the snake?
No, we'd go with Rosie.
I'm so sorry. The voice doesn't make this the most sincere, but no, that's a really horrible situation. So you heard your best mate. And then what did you do? Did you then confront him about it? Did you call him?
No, I went home quickly. I walked in. I caught them both on the sofa, sort of intimate.
Yeah.
Then about a month later, after I got rid of the house we was renting, got out of the lease, and she moved away. Sort of like 7 months later, she was pregnant. I found out with his baby, or she had his baby.
Did you just let it lie, or did you get any revenge? Or
revenge was sweet. Like I was going to say, it's about a month afterwards when we all moved away and the dust settled, and I was back at home, trying to sort my life back out again. I used to flirt with her mum.
Oh no!
And
not again.
So I kind of got a little bit close to her mum and then invited her to a hotel.
This is ridiculous. Oh, sorry, is this
seriously?
Real? This is a real story.
Yeah.
Can I just clarify? So you got intimate with her mum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. That's what I thought you said.
I'll just quickly recap. So in case you just joined us, this guy here is nominating... So it's your ex-partner to be a snake. She ends up having relations with your best man-to-be, and you heard them on the phone.
Yeah.
Short time after that, you went and got with her mum.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
And then that ended pretty quick after a one-night stand.
Cool.
Wow, our listeners.
And you're, but you're all good now?
Yeah, I'm fine now. Everything's sweet.
Sweet.
Years and years ago. So.
All right. Well, we can...
She deserves to be a snake.
Okay, well, we'll definitely put Rosie's name down. There's a snake.
Wow.
Scott Mills.
Scott from Corby says, I don't even think Graham and Jeremy could sort these lot out.
It's true. Graham Steiner would struggle, I think.
Yeah. We're getting so many snake nominations. One of your exes will be named after a snake in Essex. There's a spare one going with no name at the moment.
Some of these stories, though, Scott, are just unbelievable. It's like it is Jeremy Kyle levels.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some quite scummy people out there.
Yes. Yes, there is. Stuart says, hearing all these stories on Radio 1 makes me think I've got a really boring life. I need to step it up.
Don't step it up. Enjoy.
Yeah. Also, with that voice changer, could be the Willstone Raider.
Rosie slept with my best man-to-be whilst I was at work. Normal lunchtime, phone call, hi, how you doing sort of thing.
If you want some, I'll give it you. You want to do it, mate?
Scott Mills.
I'm still trying to process that guy's story, I'm not going to lie. That was MK, Jonas Blue, Becky Hill, back and forth on BBC Radio 1.
In a certain light, people do say you look a bit like Jeremy Kyle, don't they? I know you don't like that one.
It's not my fave.
You do get it sometimes. I that's not me, by the way. I don't think you look like him at all.
Thank you.
But some people do.
Yeah, all right. With the voice changer, was it David Beckham, though?
Rosie slept with my best man-to-be whilst I was at work.
It's dark enough, actually, for you not to see anybody else really doing it, because people like to go in there.
Scott Mills.
Every Monday, it's Ask Me Anything. Just real unusual characters that stuff has happened to. We had a ghost hunter on last week. We've also spoken to a man that licks planes, a man that does extreme ironing, and Meltman of the Year. So we don't know who we're going to get on the line before we get to absolutely grill them, but it's someone like, you know, interesting, unusual, with a good story. So let's speak to them. Hello, who's this?
My name's Jamie Kay, and I want £1 million on a scratch card.
Whoa!
Ask me anything.
Oh, so much to ask. Okay.
So what situation were you in when you realised you'd won?
I was at a fuel station getting some fuel with my Uncle Marek. He'd come out and just bought a scratch card and a pair of sunglasses, so I'd done exactly the same.
So you just wanted to copy?
Mind if anyone who I'm with or anyone in front of me, even if it's a randomer, buys one, I'll buy one as well.
No, don't say that, because everyone listening will be doing the same now. What was the party like that evening? First night, when you realised you'd definitely getting the money?
It was excitable, I must admit, but it was at the same time, we didn't really have a massive party. I didn't really know what to do with it. Being 21, 22 at the time, I think, it was a bit of a, hang on a minute, what should I do with this money? Because if you look at it too well, that money could have lasted me a year or it could have lasted me a lifetime. Yeah. So it was almost a bit like, you know, I could go out and have a massive, massive party, a really big one, or I could be, you know, slightly sensible with it.
I don't know, like, if that much money hit my account in one go, I don't know if I could trust myself. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think my fiancé trusted me at the time.
No, but you got to buy one small present. Do you know what I mean? Even if you're being sensible with it.
Yeah, a yacht.
It's something you get for... No, but, like, it's interesting, isn't it, what you say you'd do with different amounts of money. Like, if a million hit, you'd have to go and buy a small present, I think. But I don't know what it would be.
Well, I like my cars, so I decided to go out and buy a car. And I've been through some cars in the past couple of years, I must admit. So that was the first buy, was a car, a Mercedes. That's Mercedes Sports AMG type car.
Yes.
I've always been into my car, so...
Has it been a curse at all?
You see so many of these people are like, yeah, I won a million. And there was that one dude that you just used to, like, drive around. What's his name?
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Like,
you
just to drive around and in, like, cars and that, and just basically wasted it all.
Mm. Does it make you happier?
I live a normal day-to-day life. I go out to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. I come back at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then have a bath of cash.
Everything's exactly the same. I don't think I live really my life any differently. Obviously, the money stress, obviously, you don't really get that anymore.
Did I hear another phone there? Because you've got two phones. Someone's doing well.
Yes, that would be the work phone that was ringing.
He's playing it down, do you know what I mean?
What an amazing moment for you.
These are the kind of stories we're looking for, you see. Out of the ordinary. Like, you wouldn't expect that. Going into a petrol station and be like, oh my God, I've won a million. Mm. Give us these stories. Let us know. It might be you or someone else you know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and we'll ask you anything.
Scott Mills.
Chris, if I told you 3 years ago that Wolverine would be opening the Brits, you wouldn't believe me, would you?
No. No, it's I wouldn't.
Happening? Hugh Jackman announced it on his Twitter an hour ago.
Wow.
I love how jazz handy he's become.
In what do you mean?
This is the greatest show. Yeah. Just wasn't expecting it from him, but yeah.
That's wicked.
Hugh Jackman and some of the cast opening the Brits. That will be amazing.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sorry, I got you now, because when you said that, I genuinely thought he was doing it as Wolverine, and I was trying to work out the link in my head, like, why is he bringing back Wolverine for the Brits? But right. No, I understand what you're saying. It's okay. The greatest show!
Aaliyah.
Hello, my little love.
Hello.
Hello. Are you excited about Hugh Jackman opening the Brits?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's that's going to be life-changing for everyone, isn't it?
You sound just like when I call someone at, like, 3 a.m, hello, my loves.
Hello.
My little loves.
Have you been on the wines?
Slightly less witchiness.
Are you going large on a Monday?
I'm going large. I'm going to see churches. I'm living the dream.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're good live. They're great.
They're great. I've never seen them, so I can't wait.
Where's that?
Rock City, Nottingham. Great venue. Yes.
Good venue as well.
Very good venue, yeah.
Well,
that's
a decent Monday, sorted. Who do you normally pick on bangers?
Well, I have to say, I do love your cheese, Scott. But it depends on what mood I'm in. Chris, you've been picking some blinders out of the bag recently. So I have to say, I'm very open today.
Great.
I'm open-minded. Good. So give me what you got.
Open-minded is what we need. This is my choice. You like this one?
Oh, of course I like this one. I think this is a bit of a cheat, you know, though.
That's so weird.
So
because
why...
I've chosen...
Have you chosen that before? I'm impressed.
No one else would choose this.
That's like psychic.
It's not. It feels like this is a fix.
Is this because... your favourite Churches song, is it?
Well, it's not, but it's a close second. And I
How about
think
you,
it's
Scott?
A bit of a fix.
Well, it doesn't matter. I've picked it on bangers. So
yeah.
That is a total fluke, by the way.
Like, oh, all right, well, I do love you.
What are the chances? What are the chances of getting someone that's going to see Churches tonight and I pick
but
that?
I will say that you're going to get a lot of that kind of stuff tonight. So anyway, I'll offer up something different. My banger choice is this.
Hey.
Come on. This could be something a bit different on Radio 1 today. This is the Ordinary Boys. Boys will be boys.
This is a beautiful song.
Isn't it?
Do, 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 do. Oh, no.
You forget about it.
You forget
this, that one, don't you?
Mm.
I don't know if they did any other songs, but
yeah,
classic.
They did
well, that's
actually.
The one, though. If we're going to do a tune, that's the one, isn't it?
I worry I'm going to lose this, but anyway, choice is yours.
Right, OK, listen, I've pulled off the main road. I'm down some dodgy back roads and some farm track. The sun's shining. It's a beautiful day. So, Chris, you've got me. Let's have it, lad.
Come on.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs do not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Inside of my skin so I can never win. Oh, thanks a lot. We cheat and we lie.
Lads.
Don't know the guy who chips in halfway through that. Not sure. Not Preston. Not to me.
That was Ordinary Boys and Boys Will Be Boys. I offered up Churches to a Churches fan who's going to see them tonight. And it was a no from her.
Scott Mills.
I have now written Chris's Valentine's card to his wife, but I've put that it's from him and he's going to do the same with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, we're going to post them about 3 o'clock this afternoon if I can send you down to that little post box downstairs.
Here's the thing. Even if she was to hear this, which I don't think she would, but even if she was to hear it, I'm thinking that she'd appreciate the effort anyway because... this is a sort of effort, isn't it? It's not like we're writing this on the day.
No.
There's a couple of days to go before Valentine's Day.
I have made it quite romantic. Is that all right? Because that's not really your thing, is it?
Yeah, that's good. The whole point of this is to be lovely on Valentine's Day.
The words are touching. So I'm going to seal this pretty soon, and then I'll just send you down with both of them, and you put them in the postbox. Then I'll tell you what
seal
in the car.
You make it sound like some sort of Game of Thrones thing where you've got one of your Scott Mills rubber seals that goes on the letters, you know, like off of old. The ones where you've got to burn them on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what's been put in the card after you posted it, obviously, and you do the same for me.
Are you the kind of person that opens their letters with a knife?
Oh, no.
Can imagine it.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Valentine's Day is Thursday, and this year we are doing something a bit different. I'm sending a card to Chris's wife, and he's sending one to my boyfriend, but we're going to kind of pretend that they're from us.
Yeah, we're basically doing each other a favour here by writing out the cards. Switch it up a little bit, spice it up. Because I'll be honest, I've run out of things to write in Valentine's cards. It's been a few years now.
Yeah.
There's nothing new to say that's sincere. So it's better to come at it from a different tact, yeah. i.e. you.
Yeah, so I write yours for your lovely wife,
also,
and you write mine.
You speak to her. You're like the wife whisperer. You speak to her in a way which always seems to work. Like, when you say something to her, you say it in a way and she agrees with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
I know. I do have that skill.
Equally, I think with your boy, I think I weirdly can connect with him. If you need something passing, I speak to him and I think it helps sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree. So that's why we're doing cards for each other's.
Yeah.
And I really want your wife to be reading this in bed on Thursday morning, thinking it's from you.
Wonderful. It's a good idea. What day is Valentine's Day?
Thursday.
Thursday.
So I've picked a card, you don't know what it says on it, and I've written a lovely poem as well.
Interesting, because I've done exactly the same with you. I've got quite a big card, actually, and I've written a poem in there as well.
Okay. Oh, I can only see the envelope. But
I like that we went with the poem. Look, I'll just give you a little peek there.
Yeah. I actually need to change one of the words on mine, I've just realised.
Yeah?
So hang on, let me just cross this out and then replace it with that word.
So the game in this, I guess, is that we both don't know what each other's written. Yeah. However, we are best friends.
Yeah.
So really, it's in both our interest to help each other out.
Yeah.
I've written you genuinely a lovely message for Valentine's Day. It's,
okay.
It's actually genuinely quite pull on the heartstrings sort of message.
Yeah, so is yours.
In fact, when I read it to you, I want violins underneath it.
All right, okay. So what we're going to do now, if you go down to the post box downstairs.
Yep.
So I'm going to lick and seal mine now. Who?
Okay.
That's
right,
weird.
And then I'm going to post your one, am I?
Both of them?
Both of them, yes. Fine.
So seal it if you're happy.
Yeah, although I'll read it to you downstairs, so I'll lick it downstairs before I post it.
I've taken a picture of mine, so I can just read it.
Fine.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
All right, so you can have this one.
So send us yours.
All right.
I won't open it.
There it is.
Fully licked and sealed.
All right.
All right, and I'm on my way.
Can you not show the address to the camera?
Oh, sorry. That's my address. You can just pixelate that, can't you? Like a crime watch.
They film everything these days.
It'll just be a blurry mess. You won't see it.
Scott Mills.
This year, me and Chris are sending Valentine's cards to each other's partners, just to switch up a bit. But they will think that they're from actual us. So I've written Chris's card. He's written mine. Where are you now?
I'm by the post box, mate. I'm downstairs. There's like a post box at the BBC. It doesn't look like one of the big red ones. It's like a little grey one, but it still does the job.
Okay, so I have a photo of what I've written in the card. So if you want to put your wife's card in the post box first.
Yep, I'll send that. I'm going to send that now.
All right, so just pop it in there. Let me know when it's done.
Oh, this is gross. The envelope on it's ever so slightly open, so I'm going to have to re-lick your lick. Yeah, which is really not nice for me, but okay. I'll do it for the cause.
Go on, lick it.
Take one for the team.
Go on.
Okay. I sort of kissed you there.
Well, you kind of did, yeah. All right.
Gross. Right.
Get it in the box.
Yeah, you're in. You're in.
Okay.
It's in there now.
All right. Do you want to know what it said?
Yeah, go on then.
Rhea. Roses are red, violets are blue. My pants get so tight, just thinking of you.
Oh.
I'll love you every day of my life. I love you around the clock. I love your body, mind and soul. You love my massive heart.
Yes, very good.
Although,
very good, I see what you've done there.
Although I did cross out massive, we put a line through it and put average. And then to my wife on our first Valentine's Day being married, love you, boo. Chris.
Oh, love you, Boo.
Boo.
Oh, that's horrible.
Boo hoo.
Hello.
Okay, right. Oh, so that's my one. You like that?
Yeah, it's all right, actually. It sounds like something I would write, trying to impress her. So, but as I said, like, I trust you. You know her better than me.
Mm.
So I trust what you write on there will actually help.
Oh, also the front of the card says, I'd pause FIFA for you.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
I've just got spotted down here at reception.
Who?
Laura Koonsberg, the political lady.
Great.
Wait up a sec.
What are you doing?
Well, I might get a quick hello. She's
no,
stuck
don't.
In the revolving doors.
Oh, don't.
She's stuck in the revolving doors, mate.
She's quite busy. Get a selfie.
No, she's gone off the other way. Right. No, I'm not going to get a selfie. No, I won't hassle it.
Okay, you're right to wait there. I'm going to play a song and then you can read what's on my card to my partner, written by you.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we've just sent off a card to Chris's wife. I wrote the card. She's going to think it's from him. And you've done the same for my partner. So what's happening now?
Yep, so I've got you a massive card here now. I've not sealed mine yet because I'm going to read it to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
And I did say I'd like some violins underneath this because it just makes it a bit more dramatic. So the front of the card here says, you know what they say about guys who give extra large cards. And then it's like a big, big card, right?
Sure.
And inside I've just put brackets, tiny feet.
This feet thing really needs to stop.
Anyway, it goes on, okay? So right. I put,
you want
only
violins?
Joking. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Donald Trump's on the A-list. I'm on there too. I've made you D-list, so well done you. Goes on. I'd like to announce in my official chart, today's a new entry into my heart. In at two, it's you. And then
oh,
it just
no.
says, love you by your small-footed orange moon face. There we go.
Also,
I'm going to just seal that up right now.
That isn't right. Not factually correct. One, the feet. Two, not that
mean?
Much of a moon face anymore.
No, you have lost a bit of weight around the face, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, let me seal that up. It's a big old card, this, so I've had to whack a couple of stamps on there just to make sure.
Just to
and
make
then
sure.
it goes, and we're away.
Awesome.
And we're away.
All right, well, I think we should revisit this on Thursday morning when we record their reactions or something.
Yes, great idea. Brilliant.
Okay, come back up.
Scott Mills.
So, plans for later this week. We have got on Wednesday at 3 p.m. another innuendo bingo. Really feels it's come back strong, you know. The reaction's been huge to this.
It's gone everywhere as well. I keep seeing everyone talking about innuendo bingo. It just seems to be all over the place, doesn't it?
Yeah. I just saw that it was in Daily Mail today.
Yeah.
Pictures of a very wet Davina McCall. So 3 p.m. on Wednesday, we've got another one for you. It's James Acaster and Josh Widdicombe, two very funny blokes.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, the innuendo bingo clips are getting better and better, and you lot are already getting into the habit of sending me them. Thank you. Only today, Tara, Bradley, Izzy, Ian, Sarah and Claire who've sent me clips. Anything you hear or see on the radio or TV, you think, oh, that would be good for innuendo bingo, drop it in an email to me, give me what channel it was, what they said, and like an approximate time, and we'll find it. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Philippa and Andy are like, where's the best Eminem song you promised? It's coming up within 10. I'm Scott Mills. Would you like a snake with no name at a zoo in Essex to be named after your ex? We can make that happen. Just send me their name and what they did. Joey, who's the snake in your life?
My snake is me.
You're nominating yourself to be named after a snake?
Oh, yes.
What have you done?
Broke up with my ex on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Just after I got my gift that I really wanted.
You didn't wait for the gift before the dumping, did you?
I certainly did. I wanted the gift she bought me really badly because, well, I wanted it, and she gave it to me. I put it in my bag, and about 20 minutes later, I said, yeah, it's not working out. I've got to go.
You're a bad person.
I am indeed.
Do you feel bad about it?
At the time, not so much, because I just didn't feel bad then. But I look back at it now, and it's a little bit bad, still, I've still got the gift.
Oh, that doesn't help. What was the gift out of interest?
a Freddy Krueger box set.
Of course. Of course it was.
Well, yeah, I mean, you are prime snake. You really are a snake.
You are a snake.
I am indeed.
I'm putting your name into the ring.
Okay.
I like that this was the first self-nomination we've had as well. We've not had many people saying, I should be the snake.
Well, I've got no one to nominate, really. All my exes haven't been too bad.
No, it's only one. No, you definitely are the snake here.
Scott Mills.
Have you seen Shipwrecked?
New version?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah, it's back and it's like Love Island in the sense they've got a certain type of person on it. It's like generally quite good looking.
Yeah.
They're like an argument, all sparks off, that kind of thing.
See, I remember when it was on before and then I've seen trailers for this one and it's like Shipwrecked's backed, not the same show. Basically, the producers have seen the success of Love Island and been like, let's do it like that.
I've nibbled. I'm totally involved now. It's on every day and I'm watching it.
I got too much drama in my life as it is. I don't need more.
Do you want to meet one or two of the characters on it? Oh. Liv, she's like really... Liv is a really argumentative one.
Oh, right. I bet she's like, you either love me or you hate me, one of them.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
There's one in every... There's like, always in Big Brother, it's just like, I say it like it is me.
Thing is, I'm too honest.
I say it like
that
it is me.
That was a terrible impression.
I'm too honest. I like, you know, you're either going to love me or hate me. I'm probably going to hate you, actually.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think you've got a bang on there, actually, but...
I'm on Tiger Island!
I am the Kim K of my family. I'm very out there and confident. I do come off a bit rude sometimes, and I don't mean to. You either really like me or you really don't like me.
What did I say?
It's bang on.
Right.
I hate these kind of situations, though, where I'm into something. I'll admit it. I sort of feel guilty about it, but I am kind of into Shipwrecked. But you're not into it at all.
No, not at the moment.
So we can't even really talk about it. I don't even know if it's worth you watching. That's what I'm struggling with. I think you just get into these things, don't you?
I'm really rude and really opinionated me. You probably won't like me. Oh, get lost.
It's true. Another character. He likes to be sort of head of fun. He's like the party guy on one of the islands.
Sure, okay.
I'm Kush, I'm 26 and I'm from London. I'm super creative. I turn mundane into fabulous, like legit, every single day. At work, people call me director of fun. I just want to keep the vibe up.
No one calls you director of fun.
Grimmies are director of fun here.
You are director of fun.
I just want to keep the vibe up.
I know. You either love me or hate me.
Scott Mills.
If you love this podcast from BBC Sounds, just hit subscribe and it'll be delivered like a little present for you every single day.
Scott Mills.